Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
It was supposed to be a normal family weekend, a reunion of sorts. The siblings, now grown, gathered at their childhood home in southern Wisconsin, reminiscing about the old days. They stayed up late, as they always did, caught up in laughter, games, and stories of the strange and the supernatural. But this time, one of them would share something far darker, a story that had haunted them for years. What began as a seemingly innocent tale of childhood nightmares turned into something much more unsettling. Could the memories be mere fragments of a frightened child's imagination? Or were they something more? Something far more real? Sean remembers the flashes of an event from younger days. Fragments that have lingered, haunting them through the years. A vision of bright lights, parents arguing, and a shadowy figure in their father's car. But it wasn't just the figure that stood out. It was the eyes, burning red, staring directly at them. Eyes that seemed to know they were being watched. Eyes that filled them with terror. Were these the remnants of a troubled mind, or was there something else, something truly otherworldly, that visited them that night? Something their family would never be able to fully explain? Let's get to the letter, they write. Dear Tony, I never told anyone about this nightmare until just recently, and even then, only after years of carrying its weight. It's funny how something so deeply embedded in your memory can stay dormant for so long, only to come rushing back when you least expect it. Last week, I went back to my mom's house in southern Wisconsin, where we all used to gather every weekend. All of us, my siblings and their families, would meet at my mom's house, a place filled with memories. As we get older, it's harder to find the time, but every chance we get, we all come together and catch up. We stayed up late into the night, just like we used to, playing video games and sharing stories, real ghost stories. The kind that gets your blood running cold. I decided to share mine. It's a strange thing. Sharing a memory you've tried so hard to forget. A memory that's been haunting me for as long as I can remember. The night I saw something I'll never forget. And I wasn't the only one who saw it. I must have been around 3 or 4 years old, just old enough to remember pieces of the world around me, but too young to really understand what I was seeing. The night started like any other, dinner, some laughs, and then my parents arguing. They weren't loud, but they were arguing, and it scared me. It wasn't the typical argument, it was different, like they were both carrying some weight they couldn't shake off. I had no idea what it was about, but I remember it so clearly. The feeling of unease that crept into my chest. That's when the nightmare began. I was lying in bed when I woke up, hearing muffled voices. The room was bathed in a dim light, but not from any source I could place. The shadows in the house seemed to shift and stretch, taking on a life of their own. I could hear my father's voice, low, tense, and I could hear my brother Tony crying, his tiny sobs cutting through the quiet. I don't remember exactly why he was crying, but I know he was upset. I also remember the heat. It was one of those humid California nights when you can't escape it, no matter how hard you try. My mom came into my room carrying Tony in her arms. He was still crying, and she was whispering softly to him, trying to comfort him. But the moment felt wrong, like something was off just barely, enough to make the air thick with tension. She quickly carried him down the hall toward the kitchen, and I followed. I didn't want to be left alone in the dark, but something else urged me to stay close, as if I knew something was about to happen, though I couldn't put my finger on it. When we entered the kitchen, I saw my dad there, standing by the window, his eyes narrowed, looking out into the night. His hand was wrapped tightly around his rifle, which he'd always kept close, ever since his time in the military. But tonight, it wasn't just a tool. It felt like something more, a shield or a weapon of necessity. He was scanning the driveway, his eyes darting back and forth, his focus sharp, as if waiting for something. I stood there in the doorway, watching him. I wanted to ask what was going on, but I didn't. I just felt like I should stay quiet to not draw attention to myself. I watched him, my heart beating faster as the seconds ticked by. My little brother was still squirming in my mom's arms, uncomfortable in the heat. She was trying to soothe him, but she was distracted too, looking over at my father, then back at me, her face tight with worry. That's when I saw it. In the driveway through the window, I saw something or someone sitting in the front seat of my father's car, the Volvo. It was hard to make out at first, but I could see the outline clearly enough to know there was something or someone there. The figure was dark, darker than the surroundings. It didn't belong, but it was there, frozen in place, as if waiting for something. And I glanced at my dad to see if he noticed it. He didn't. His eyes never left the driveway. I tugged at his sleeve, my voice shaking as I whispered, "Daddy, who is in the car?" He looked over, but didn't see anything. His eyes just passed over the vehicle as if nothing was there at all. "Who? I don't see anyone," he said. His voice calm, but I could tell he was on edge. He said something to my mom about needing to check it out, and then he stepped out of the house. I stood in the doorway with my mom and Tony, my breath caught in my throat. What was that thing in the car? I felt a cold dread wash over me, the hairs on the back of my neck standing up. My heart was pounding in my chest as I watched my father walk out to the car, his steps deliberate, as though he couldn't sense the danger that was hanging in the air. He didn't see it. He didn't see what I saw, but I did. And so did Tony. I don't remember much of what happened after that, only that the figure's eyes, those red, glowing eyes, opened. I saw them, and I knew we were all in danger. The red eyes stared at me, locked onto my gaze as if they could see straight into my soul. They weren't like normal eyes. They were alive with something unnatural, something dark. Tony pointed to the car, his voice small and terrified. "I see red eyes, Mommy," he said. And then, just as suddenly as it had all started, the headlights of the Volvo flicked on, blinding me. My father jumped, startled, and then he ran toward the house, his face pale. We all rushed inside, locking the door behind us. We huddled in the bedroom, too terrified to speak. When I woke up the next morning, everything felt off, like the world had shifted just slightly. And when I went outside, that's when I saw it. Maggots. Thousands of them spilling out from the underside of the Volvo. They oozed from the engine, writhing in the driveway like something out of a nightmare. It didn't make any sense. Nothing made sense. I didn't tell anyone about it, not until that night when I shared the story with my siblings. The reaction I got from them, well, it changed everything. When I finished telling the story, the room fell silent. Everyone seemed to freeze, processing what they had just heard. My siblings stared at me as though they were seeing me for the first time, their expressions a mix of disbelief and something else. My brother Tony's jaw dropped, He turned pale, his face drained of color. I thought I was imagining it at first, but his reaction made my stomach drop. He whispered almost in a daze, That's my nightmare, too. I couldn't believe it. I was sure I'd been the only one. The whole time I had convinced myself that what I saw that night was just some horrifying childhood dream. But now Tony was telling me that he had the same vivid memories. Memories that were far too real to be dismissed as coincidence. He wasn't the only one. My older sister spoke up, her voice hesitant as if she was testing the waters. Wait, I remember hearing something about the car that night, too. She paused, looking back at her own recollections. I remember Mom and Dad coming into their room acting strange. Dad was pacing, his rifle in hand, and they wouldn't let us leave our rooms. We were all supposed to stay quiet, but I could hear the car honking, off and on, throughout the night. But it wasn't like a normal horn. It was wrong, like something was messing with it. Her words sent a chill down my spine. It was like she had been right there with me, but we had never spoken of it. It was like the nightmare we had all lived through had remained locked in some dark corner of our memories. But now it was out in the open, and it was real. My sister continued, her voice trembling. And then, when the sun came up, I remember seeing something else. Maggots. They were all over the driveway, coming from the bottom of the Volvo. I couldn't understand it. I thought I was just seeing things. She wasn't alone. We all remembered it now, the maggots, the car, the red eyes, the way we had all been so terrified, yet somehow unable to talk about it. It was like some unspoken agreement had formed among us, a shared understanding that there were things better left unsaid. But Tony's and my memories weren't the only ones that were resurfacing. There was something else, something deeper, that none of us had wanted to face. I turned to my mom, who had been sitting quietly in the corner of the room, her hands clasped tightly in her lap. I had to ask her. I had to know what she knew. At first, she wouldn't answer. She shook her head, as if even speaking about it would invite some kind of danger. "It's for your protection," she whispered. "Some things are better left forgotten." But Tony and I wouldn't let it go. We pressed her, asking her over and over about that night. Finally, she relented. Her voice was soft, hesitant, as if she were reliving something painful. "I remember," she said slowly. "Before that night, your father had dreams. Dreams of his ancestors. They warned him about a demon, something dark that was following us. He never told me, not at first. But he started acting strange. It wasn't like him. He was paranoid, pacing at night, looking out the windows, muttering things I didn't understand." I felt a cold chill seep into the room as she spoke. This was something I hadn't known, something that made the events of that night even more terrifying. My father had been warned about something sinister that was coming for us. But why had he kept it from us? And what was it that he had seen? Mom continued, her eyes wide with fear. She recalled the night. "When Tony and you pointed out the red eyes in the car, I didn't see anything at first, but then the headlights came on. And when your father went outside, he looked right through the figure. It was as if he couldn't even see it. But you two, you saw it. And then the car headlights flicked on, and we all knew something was wrong. But we couldn't explain it." The pieces were starting to fall into place, but the more I learned, the more questions arose. What had really happened that night? Was my father's vision of the demon just a product of his troubled mind, or was it something much darker? And what was the true nature of that shadowy figure in the Volvo? As the years passed, I tried to push the memory out of my mind, but it never went away. Even now, as I sit here writing to you, I can still feel the weight of that night pressing on my chest. My father is gone now. He passed away before we could ever talk about it in full. But I know that he knew something was out there, something he could never explain. Mom, however, is still silent on the matter. She doesn't want to talk about it anymore. But she's scared. I can see it in her eyes. I don't think she wants us to know just how much danger we were really in that night. Now all I have are my memories and the ones Tony shared. The nightmares we both had, the red eyes, the maggots that covered the driveway, and the eerie silence that followed us all through the years. Was it all a shared dream, or was it something more? Something we still don't fully understand? Maybe someday we'll get the answers. Or maybe, like so many things in this life, the truth will remain buried in the shadows, just out of reach. And perhaps that's for the best. Thanks for reading this, and I love listening to your stories. Sincerely, Sean. As we reflect on this eerie tale, it's easy to get lost in the mystery, the inexplicable shadows, the glowing red eyes, and the unnerving presence in that Volvo. But the deeper question remains, was this a simple haunting, a moment of shared fear among family members, or was something far darker at play that night? Psychologically speaking, it's not uncommon for traumatic or deeply unsettling experiences to manifest in our memories as dreams or nightmares. Childhood is a time of vulnerability, and our minds often struggle to make sense of the things we can't fully understand, things that frighten us. But when multiple people years later recount the same inexplicable visions and shared details, it pushes the boundaries of coincidence. There's a sense of collective memory, and with it, a disturbing synchronicity. The role of the father, his connection to his ancestors, the warning about a demon, adds a layer of complexity. Was it paranoia, or was he truly sensing something others couldn't? Veterans, especially those with combat experience, often struggle with heightened awareness, even to the point of perceiving threats that aren't immediately visible to others. Perhaps the figure in the car was something his trained mind picked up on, a presence that others couldn't see, but that doesn't explain the red eyes, the figure that remained motionless in the car until those eyes met the Sean's gaze. If we lean into the supernatural possibilities, we have to consider the idea of a spiritual entity or malevolent force, one that manifests in the physical world through eerie symbols, like glowing eyes. These kinds of apparitions are often linked to something unresolved, something buried deep in the past, something that refuses to stay hidden. And then there's the maggots, the unnatural, grotesque detail that makes the story all the more unsettling. Maggots are a symbol of decay, of death, and they appear here as a grotesque marker of the horror that transpired. Were they a physical manifestation of something foul or malevolent that had taken root in that car? Or were they simply the mind's way of processing the horror of the moment? The truth, it seems, is elusive. Maybe it lies in the stories we tell ourselves, the details we remember or refuse to remember. But one thing's for sure. No matter how much time passes, the events of that night, the red eyes, the haunting presence, will never fade away. It will always be with them, lurking just out of reach in the shadows of their memories. So what truly happened that night? Was it a series of unfortunate events brought together by the trauma of childhood and the scars of war? Or was it something darker, something supernatural that we can never fully understand? The mystery remains unsolved, just as it was all those years ago. And sometimes maybe that's the most chilling part of all. Thank you for listening. Until next time, keep your eyes open. You never know what might be watching you.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.